This is Dr. Oliver, dictating on Ernestina Garza. The last name is G-A-R-Z, like in Zulu A. First name, E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-A. This is the clinical case of a 46-year-old Hispanic female that has CKD4 going into stage 5. The reason for the CKD5, the patient is a lupus patient with the membranous nephropathy with nephrotic syndrome and a significant proteinuria. The patient has been treated with the administration of CellCept. Milligrams POBID. She remains with a serum creatinine of 3.78 with a BUN of 52 and an estimated GFR of 14. AST and ALT with a normal range. The albumin creatinine ratio is 300 and the protein creatinine ratio remains 602. The patient is followed by the kidney transplant in Tampa. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is out of control. The diastolic blood pressure is 85, and it is because the patient gained 2 pounds of body weight. The patient is instructed to lose down to 175 pounds, which is 5 pounds less than what she has at the present time. This arterial hypertension is playing a major role in the kidney disease. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia. That we are going to continue following very closely. There is no evidence of tophi. Following number, the iron deficiency anemia that is treated with the administration of red acrylic iron. Hemoglobin 10.2%. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The hyperlipidemia has been under control. Following number of vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following number of vitamin B12 deficiency on supplementation. The patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism. The patient is in fairly stable condition. We are going to see her in 2 months with laboratory workup. We emphasize low protein diet, no more than 40 grams. Low sodium diet. Plant based with an intake of no more than 1500 cc's. I spent 10 minutes in the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.